As you all know, Dr. Nelson's assignment was for each of us to find a little scientific puzzle to research and solve. Well, mine was, why don't spiders get stuck in their own webs? A pretty good question if you ask me. Someone's even written a thesis on it, I'm sure. There are actually several answers, depending on the spider. Let's start with one common type of spider. These spiders usually stay in the middle of their webs and don't put any glue-like material there. But they do leave a thin strand of sticky material on the outer parts of the web. This material is made of compounds that draw water molecules out of the air. When it draws in enough water, it does what water normally does. It forms little drops. The result is sticky little globs, little balls of glue-like material. When a spider steps into one of these little globs by accident, as it sometimes does, it's as if a human being stepped on a piece of chewing gum. It's just an inconvenience. But when a fly slams into the spider's web, it hits about 50 of the globs, enough to make it stick tightly to the web. What's more, because the sticky material is in globs instead of in a uniform coat, the spider uses less of it. By doing this, the spider saves energy, and that means it has to catch fewer flies. It's a matter of economy, really. Spiders do what's easiest for spiders.